I would like, first of all, thanks the two co-chairs of the steering committee, the permanent representative of Republic of Turkey to FAO and the permanent representative of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan to FAO, and also the Director General of ICARDA for their strong support in the preparation of the International Year of Pulse. As you know, according to the decision of the United Nations General Assembly last year, FAO is taking the lead of the International Year of Pulse. The slogan for 2016 is International Year of Pulse, Nutrition Seeds for a Sustainable Future, to highlight the importance of these seeds as food for human beings and feed for animals. It will be a great opportunity to raise awareness of the benefits of pulse in the context of the Sustainable Development Goals just approved. Pulse can contribute significantly in addressing hunger, food security, malnutrition, and environment challenges. Lentils, beans, and chickpeas, among other pulse crops, have been an essential part of the human diets for centuries, as just mentioned by His Excellency Aydin. But their nutritional value is not generally recognized and is frequently underappreciated. Pulses contain, as already mentioned, up to 25% of protein, which means 2 to 3 times more than wheat and rice. They are also a significant source of dietary fiber and are rich in minerals, special B vitamins, all of which play a vital role in a healthy diet. Pulses also contribute to revitalize the life of soils, including them in intercropping farm systems and cultivating them as cover crops, enhance soil fertility and reduce dependence on chemical fertilizer by fixing nitrogen and freeing phosphorus. Pulses are important for the food security of large proportion of population, particularly in Latin America. We are bean eaters. Africa and Asia, where they are part of the traditional diets and are grown by small farmers, usually family farmers. Ladies and gentlemen, world production in pulse has increased by over 20% in the last 10 years. However, their consumption has seen a slow but steadily decline in both developed and developing countries in the same period. The Near East and North of Africa region is the only region where per capita consumption has increased. Today, you will hear about the activities that are being planned for the International Year of Pulse. Preparations are well underway. As you can see, we have already an international steering committee in place with a representative of FAO members from the Rome-based Asians, farmers' organization, private sector, civil society, that is working since April with the support of our technical divisions to ensure proper planning for the celebration that will be held next year, 2016. Allow me to thank all members for this excellent preparation in advance of the year. This is the first time that we had this work in advance for so long time, since April. Pulse have a crucial role in sustainable food production and healthy diet, as already mentioned. Therefore, it's not only our duty, but also primary responsibility to raise awareness to the benefits of pulse for the humankind. I urge government, farmers, private sector, civil society organization, academia, research, and other non-state to join us in this talk during 2016. I thank you for your attention.